What about, have you ever heard somebody called a, just a, they weren't really in the Army, they didn't, they just used that word to them as a general part of address. Did you ever hear people just say captain to people, even if they weren't in the Army, or things like that?
No, I don't think I've heard anybody use,
What would people call their boss man? You know, the man who worked on.
That's just what I was thinking about. And they call him Captain Fall.
Captain?
Captain Fall. Or Captain Boise. But that was only unnecessary. I don't think that should be used, Captain Fall. Yeah. Some people used to call him like that. Get on Orange Grove Plantation.
Yeah.
And you know that man had owned Lemon Sugar House and he lost all of it. He was a rich man, and he died a poor man on account of the way he had conducted his life. Terrible. Thought he was above man, like himself. A man shouldn't be like that. I think that's not necessary. A man shouldn't think himself a hero between others. We all are created equal.
Now, a man who was head of an army or something like that, you call him what?
He'd be a captain.
Higher than a
major.
Higher than a colonel even. He'd be a what? Did you ever hear the name general? General?
General. You got sergeant, first sergeant up to a general, you know, a major.
Now, a man who...
I got one of my grandson is a major in Africa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's over there with his family.
Is he in the Army?
Oh, made that his life. 20 years already he's in there. He's in Africa right now.
I was talking to somebody today who knew your son Sylvester.
Sure enough, and then you ever met my grandson, Sylvester's son in Lafayette.
They spoke very highly of Sylvester.
He did have to do that.
Yeah, he said he's a fine man. They said
you better tip your hat at him because he was raised with kindness, respect. Not because he's my son, I'm telling you. Now he's got a son in Lafayette, he's a blueprint. And then he's got that feeding program going on that for the poor children,
mm-hmm.
Right there in Olivia. He went to Lafayette, he's from the country, Lowellville. He went to Lafayette and then he's an outstanding young man. His name is Larry Rochon, he was on the TV night before last. Yeah, he gets on the air quite often, talking about different things that ought to be done, how should be done, one thing or another. Then I got one as an airplane decorator. The three brothers, they went to college. You know, one is an airplane decorator,
mm-hmm.
The other one is a builder, and the other is a captain's army.
Now, a man who presides over a county court, Mr. You call him a
county court.
Yeah, over a court. You call
that mean a body of people.
Yeah, just he presides. You know what a court is?
I know what presiding is, but a court, that mean a body of people?
Court. Court.
Court. I wouldn't know the meaning of that word.
Yes, because you've never been to one, I don't suppose. You've never been in jail. People who go to jail, they have to go to what?
Well, they have to go to prison, or they would have to stand a bond.
They have to what?
You've got to go.